You don't have a creativity problem. You have a clarity problem. And once you understand the difference, you'll never stare at a blank post again. I'm Jen Hansen-Apala, and I've spent nearly 20 years helping authors build marketing systems that actually sell books. Stay with me for the next few minutes because what I'm about to share is going to completely change how you think about your content and why it hasn't been working. Here's what I see happening with authors all the time. You sit down to post something about your book. You open Instagram or wherever you're supposed to be showing up, and you just stare. You draft something, you hate it, you delete it. Maybe you post something generic just to have something out there. Something like working on chapter 12 or a photo of your coffee and your manuscript. And then you close the app wondering why nothing ever seems to connect. So you go looking for post ideas, you download free templates, you save the caption prompts, you follow the marketing accounts telling you exactly what to post. And for a minute, it feels good. It feels like it's going to help. But it doesn't, because 2 weeks later, you're back at this blank screen again. And here's the thought that's probably crept in at this point, the one most authors don't say out loud. Maybe I'm just not creative enough for this. Maybe marketing requires something that I just don't have. And I want to stop you right there, because that thought is the most expensive lie in book marketing. I want you to know that the blank screen is not a creativity problem. It's not a discipline problem. It's not a you're just not a marketing person problem. The blank screen is what happens when you sit down to create content without knowing two very specific things: who your content is for and what it's supposed to do for that person. Without those two things, every single post is a guess. And guessing is exhausting, especially when you're also trying to write and work and live your actual life. You're not failing at marketing. You're doing something genuinely hard without the foundation that makes it easier. So here's what's actually happening. The authors who always seem to know what to post aren't more creative than you. They're not spending hours brainstorming brilliant content ideas every week. They've done one specific thing that most authors skip entirely. They've identified their core messages. And I don't mean that in a vague strategy speak way. I mean something very specific. A core message is one repeatable idea that connects your book to the reader who needs it. Not a summary of your plot, not a general topic, not even a pull quote from your book. A specific angle, something true and important about what your book does for the reader who reads it. So here's the thing about core messages. Most authors have somewhere between 10 and 15 of them. And once those are identified and written down, you never start from zero again. Every post you create from that point forward is just a new way of expressing something you already know you need to say. You're not inventing content anymore. You're communicating what already exists. Without core messages, every single post is a blank page every week, and that's exactly why it feels so hard. Let me show you what this actually looks like so this stops being abstract. If you write contemporary romance, say your book is about second chances, small town settings, and heroines who don't need saving, your core messages aren't "my book is out now" or "here's my cover." Your core messages are things like why second chance romance hits differently than first love stories, why heroines who save themselves are more satisfying than heroines who get rescued, what small town settings do for the emotional intimacy of a love story that city settings can't. Those are ideas your ideal reader has strong opinions about. They'll stop scrolling for those. They'll save those. And when they see you talking about them consistently, they'll follow you, not because they found out about your book, but because they recognize you as someone who understands exactly what they're looking for as a reader. Now, if you write nonfiction, say it's a book about helping working parents reclaim their time, your core messages aren't "here are five productivity tips." There are things like "why productivity systems designed for childless CEOs fail working parents," "what happens to your relationship with your kids when you're constantly behind," "why the guilt of not having enough time is the symptom, not the problem." Those messages speak directly to the reader your book was written for. They feel personally addressed. They feel understood. And when someone feels understood, they want to know who's talking to them and what they wrote. That's the difference between content that gets scrolled past and content that builds an audience that actually buys. So here's what I want you to sit with for a second. Every week you post without knowing exactly who your ideal reader is, what your book gives them, and what they need to hear to stop scrolling. You're not building anything. The right readers aren't finding you. Your email list isn't growing. And whether your book is already out or you're still writing it, that's another week of real effort that isn't compounding into anything. It's not that the effort isn't there. It's that the effort doesn't have a foundation under it. And effort without a foundation is just exhausting. I've been doing this for nearly 20 years, and I can tell you with complete confidence that the blank screen is almost never a signal that someone isn't cut out for marketing their book. It's a signal that the foundation work hasn't been done yet. The marketing foundation work, knowing your ideal reader, defining your core messages, understanding what your book gives the person who reads it, that work has to come first, before the templates, before the content calendar, before any of it. When authors come to me stuck, I don't ask them to post more. I ask them three questions. Who is your ideal reader? What does your book give that specific person? And what do they need to hear over and over to trust you enough to buy? Most authors can't answer those questions yet. And that's not a failure. That's just where the work starts. The reason I built the 90-day book sales system the way I did is specifically because of this problem. Before you touch a single template or fill in a single day on your content calendar, the system walks you through your foundation, your ideal reader, your magnetic message, your core messages. By the time you get to your content plan, you're not guessing at what to put in it. You already know. The templates don't give you generic brackets to figure out yourself. They show you where to put the answers you've already found. Because figuring out what to say is the hard part. And the system does the work with you first. It's not a template that moves your frustration one step to the right. It's a real starting point that makes everything after it easier. If you've been stuck at the blank screen and you want to understand what's actually missing from your foundation, I'd start with my free book marketing blueprint. It takes about 15 minutes and it shows you exactly which piece of your marketing foundation are missing, including whether you have clear core messages or not. It's the fastest way to go from I don't know what's wrong to I know exactly what to fix first. The link is in this episode's description. Grab that and come back because next time I'm going to show you what happens when authors apply this to a real book and the difference it makes in the first 90 days. I'll see you then.